From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In response to continued nuclear weapons development and ballistic missile testing, on Friday, the United Nations Security Council unanimously passed more, tougher sanctions on North Korea, including limits on the amounts of gasoline and diesel North Korea can import. The resolution also orders all North Koreans working in foreign countries to return home within 2 years, a move aimed at cutting off a source of revenue for the Kim Jong-un regime.
We are not trying to hurt the people of North Korea. We are pressuring the regime to change its policy.
That's Japanese Ambassador Koro Besho. For its part, North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. Peru's president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, announced on Sunday night that Alberto Fujimori, the ailing former president, who is serving a 25-year prison sentence for corruption and rights abuses, has been pardoned on humanitarian grounds.
Nei passi di Giuseppe e Maria si nascondono tanti.
In his Christmas Eve remarks on Sunday, Pope Francis likened the journey of Mary and Joseph to the migrants of today, who are forced to leave their homes for a better life. The Pope noted that Mary and Joseph arrived in a land where there was no place for them, as he drew parallels to contemporary time. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a storm that ravaged the Philippines this week as the death toll nears 200. Rescue missions were slowed as rains continued and bridges and roads were destroyed by landslides that followed Tropical Storm Tembin. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News.